Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. James Leisure is with us, folks. James is a new friend. He's the co-founder and CEO of PCBandPandora.com, and they make software that helps you keep up with what's going on online inside your four walls. And he's our new friend, James Leisure. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning. How are you today?
Hello to you. Am I saying your last name correctly?
It's Leisure, yes.
All right, Leisure. All right, good. With a name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names right, James. James, in the 12 years I've been doing my show, more than 12 years now, I have covered employee-employer relationships hundreds and hundreds of times, including what the employer has a right and an obligation and a prudence to know about what their employees are doing as they are on the employer's property. We've talked about whether you have the right to check to go into their desk, whether you have the right to open their locker, whether you should be doing that. And in the old days, we talked about if you were looking for weapons. Maybe you were looking for, you were trying to make sure, you would try to monitor activity online to make sure none of your employees were doing anything that would, some kind of pornography that would cause problems. We talked about companies where the FBI showed up and took all the computers out of the business because of what one person was doing.
Right.
And those things are probably still valid, but today there are other issues. And especially with the social media craze that we have right now, there are a lot of other reasons why an employer would want to know what's going on, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We started this project a couple years ago at PCPandora.com as a way to help parents watch their kids at home on the computer. A lot of dangers out there, as I'm sure you and your listeners are aware of.
Right.
Our new product, it's actually the OfficeSoftware.com, off of the PC Pandora website, the OfficeSoftware.com. We took that concept to a network, basically. We had a lot of requests from companies that said, hey, this is great. In fact, I or somebody I know uses this at home for their teenagers, but I really wish I could use it at work in a way that was a little bit more suited to the work environment.
But the problem we got, James, is that you guys did some research, and at least I think you did, or maybe you found the research, that employees could spend as much as 21 hours a week online while they're working for you, not doing work for you, but just hanging out on the internet.
Sure, and there's some pretty for a business owner, there's some scary stats out there. Right up front, we found that a quarter of employees, according to a survey, said that work hours are the very best time to do their personal activities. the best time.
Well, yeah, because they, I guess they. Well, I don't know. That seems to be. That doesn't seem to make any sense, because if you're online, one of the things we know about online is it's 24/7, right?
It is
for most people. That's the reason a company does business online, so they can make money while they're sleeping.
But the best time to do your social networking is at work, apparently.
Yeah, apparently so, but of course, there are two issues. One is just surfing the internet, shopping and buying and doing things like that. The other is the social networking thing, where your employees are on Twitter, they're on Facebook, they're on LinkedIn or whatever, and I asked my employees. I have young employees, and I asked them once about a year or so. I asked some of my employees. I'm concerned. I think there may be an epidemic in your generation. I said to them, your generation spending a lot of time on the job in social networking sites. What do you think? And they both said immediately, instantaneously, without hesitation, both of them said, you are correct.
Sure. And I'd agree with that, both from my own observations and from studies that we've seen. I think that's absolutely correct.
Yeah, and so the thing is, you know, I have a Facebook account, I have a LinkedIn account, I have a Twitter account, but I know that if I allowed myself, I could get distracted by those things and I wouldn't get any work done, and it's impossible to be productive while you're moving in and out of those things, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, I have those accounts as well, and it's hard enough as seeing updates going on literally all day long as you're trying to do some work. And
right.
So you know, even if you're not on there, you know that people you work with, your associates, your friends are on there, literally all day long.
So what do we? You know, one of the things to do about it is to have policies. And I've told my employees, I've said, okay, look, you know, you get breaks. I mean, I don't ride my employees like a taskmaster. I mean, we got pretty low maintenance low pressure operation here. It's not that bad. I'm not a bad guy in the office, and you know, I don't monitor them that close. But I've just said to them, look, I want you to not be doing social media, you know, when you're supposed to be working.
Yeah, and I think that's a really important point. You know, when we released this software just, you know, toward the end of last year, actually. Our initial releases were met with you know, anything from surprise to outrage, and you know, a lot of times I had people calling me and saying, hey, you know, if you're a good manager, you don't need to monitor what's going on, and I think it's completely incorrect.
That is naive. That is completely, because you know, here's the thing, James, even good, well-meaning employees can get distracted by I mean the notifications, the pop-ups, the emails that come in, you know, it's almost impossible not to get distracted if you don't take some action.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And, you know, even as the owner of the company, I get distracted. And you know, I'll have days when I look back on my day and think, man, where did that day go? Why did I do this?
Right.
And you know, I monitor my own time, both mm-hmm. personally and at work, because it helps me to understand where I can be more productive and how I can do my job better. So it's by no means a punitive or accusatory thing. It's just a fact of human nature that we get distracted.
But here we are now, folks, with a situation that's gotten out of hand. I do think it's gotten out of hand. I do think that I believe that epidemic is not too strong a word, James. And so, folks, now we have, you and I have to consider taking steps to monitor these things in a more sophisticated way. And that's where the technology comes in. And that's what we're going to talk about after this break. We're going to talk about how the technology works. One example of technology that will help you monitor this and to keep everybody honest. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. James Leisure is our guest. Stay with us. I was a dandy. Yeah,
every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you...
We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you. Subscribe to my newsletter when you get there, if you will. I think you'll like it. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. My blog is there as well. My knowledge base, askjim.biz. Thousands of archives, thousands of articles, a couple of thousand Brain Trust members, people who are the smartest people in the world on small business issues. And so all that's right there at your fingertips for free. Compliments of me and my corporate partners, whom we appreciate very much, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. James Leisure is with us. He is the co-founder and CEO of PC Pandora Inc. I'm sorry, PCPandora.com. And you guys have a software program that helps companies monitor the activity of their employees when they're online, don't you, James?
We do. It's called the Office Software.
The Office Software, all right.
Is it
in the clouds, or are you guys in the clouds, or are you on the desktop?
No, we're still locked down here on Earth, unfortunately.
So you're on the desktop. So it's actually a piece of software I would install would put on the computer.
Yes, yes, and you know, we probably will be looking at cloud distribution at some point, and it is online distributed right now.
Right.
So
yeah, I can get it, and I can download it from the clouds, but it resides on the desktop.
Yes.
Or on the server.
Yes.
How does it work?
There's a server component and, of course, a client component
to it. How does it work?
Well, if you have a small business or a small office that you want to monitor, you install the software on the client computers, and then you as a manager have the master program on your computer. And it's really very simple. You access various reports and real-time observation from your main terminal, and you do what you want to do. Your employees can actually log their own time on the program. We do encourage people to tell their employees.
Let the employees know. I mean, this is just anything else. You know, when you do this at the beginning, don't you? When you first hire them, you say, look, this is my building. That desk is my desk. That locker is my locker.
Yep.
I'm letting you use it. But all this belongs to me, and I have access to it. I don't have access to your purse, but because of certain things, you know, sometimes people bring weapons, just to protect me and you from other people and protect the integrity of our company. These are things that I may have to do.
Right.
And policies you initiate in the beginning, right?
Sure. Yeah. When somebody's hired, and when you start to use the software, I think that we designed it so it can be a tool as well as a monitoring device. Employees can use it to log in.
How would an employee use it as a tool?
They would log in. They would a lot of companies, small companies, use project trackers, time trackers. This just automates that process and gives the supervisor or the owner the ability to look at that directly. So you don't need to worry about turning in reports every day or writing down on an Excel sheet. You log it in to the program.
Right.
And the manager just pops it up and you're done. No reports.
Right. What if I said to my employee, look, I know that let's face reality here. You get a lot of pressure from the outside world online to connect with people, to touch base with them, to whatever. What if you had 15 minutes a day, 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the afternoon, where you could go in and you could take care of those things? Would that be fair? And could you monitor that?
You sure could.
Does that make sense?
I think it makes a lot of sense. I think that one thing that's important for managers to realize is, you don't want to come off like a tyrant. People have their own lives, and that's fine. That's what we do in my office. And I think that with a little bit of effort, and really not too much effort at all, you can come to a compromise that allows your employees to be human beings and so allows you as the owner to have a productive and a positive environment.
Can you block the pop-ups?
You can block a number of things. You can block sites. Pop-ups sometimes are site-dependent.
All I meant by that is, you got an employee working hard. They've got their head down, and they're concentrating. They're trying to solve a problem. And all of a sudden, somebody says, Bill Jones wants you to join them on LinkedIn. It pops up on the screen, or an email comes in or something like that. And some people just can't resist that.
Yeah. You can do that within the software, but there's a lot of other – there's actually other solutions that will work for that. The software that we have – you can block sites out. However, I don't know that I can tell you in every case. Yes, you can block this pop-up or that pop-up.
I don't want us to sound like China here or anything. But what about this, James? What if you just set your employees down and said, look, we have a lot of work to do here. We're a small business. That means we have too many things to do and not enough people to do them. And we want you to be happy here, but we also want you to be productive. What can we do? What is reasonable for you and me to agree upon for your activity that you and I can agree to, establish, and live with? What do you think about that, James?
I think it's great. I think it's that's the best way to do it. I think that if you have that understanding with your employees and everybody in your office, then you have a very positive work environment.
How do I buy your product?
You go to theofficesoftware.com.
Theofficesoftware.com.
Yep, all one word, theofficesoftware.com.
And how much is it?
Right now we're running a special. It runs at about $99 a month. And that's on a recurring billing model. Typically, it's $300 a month.
And how many units can I have for that?
That is per installation per office. So
if I have four computers, it's $400 a month.
Nope, if you have four computers, it's $99 a month.
Okay, all right.
It's basically that's for one manager terminal.
I got you. Okay.
And we find that practically speaking, a manager can monitor with the software between 10 and 15 people.
So there's a big discount, $99 a month. How long is that going to last? Is it going to go back up to $300?
It will eventually. We launched this product in December of last year, we're trying to get some critical mass going right now.
Give us the website again, one more time.
TheOfficeSoftware.com.
Check it out, folks, and you get a chance. Hey, thanks for being here, James. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We'll have you back, James Leisure, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You ain't had it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.